Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, CLO, here we go. This is from Cheryl in Poughkeepsie. Cheryl writes, school just started, and I've already been up to the school because my 11-year-old was being a class clown. He thinks he's a comedian, and he says his friends think he's funny. Will he grow out of this? This is Cheryl in Poughkeepsie's question, the mom. Will he grow out of this, or will his behavior get even worse?
No, he's not going to grow out of that.
And you're speaking as a former...
Well, I wasn't the class clown. I wasn't a class clown at all. I was the direct opposite of school.
Oh.
Very quiet. And then I had a stuttering problem because the last thing I want to do is talk out loud. So that was not an option for me. But I knew a lot of class clowns, and they never grow out of it. It just gets worse.
And what does that look like when it gets worse?
I mean, you know, this right here continues to get attention.
Well, your uncle said he wasn't the class clown.
I was most difficult.
I
didn't have no time.
Crazy.
I thought my people in my school was silly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, with your mature self.
Yes, really. Would you say silly?
Yeah, because
so
you,
silly.
You know, man. Yeah, I never went through that phase of being like silly. I guess my parents were so old. My youngest brother, 11 years older than me, so I was emulating what I was living with. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. Yeah. I was never silly. I've never been goofy. Mm-hmm. None of that. Mm-hmm. Mm. I like girls because my brothers like girls. I never had the phase where I didn't like girls. That was crazy to me.
So you're telling her that her son's behavior is going to get worse.
Yeah, he think he funny, and his friends think he funny. And then the only way you can slow that down is there got to be some repercussions for you having to go up to the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be some consequences.
Well, I know when we were growing up, that was a big no-no. If your parents had to take off work and go up to school.
Man.
The
I know I ain't got to get off my job and come up here. I know you ain't got me out here.
What?
Off my job. I got that good job. You done lost your mind.
Thank you, terrible. A stand-up comedian.
All right, moving on to Jimmy in Duncanville. Jimmy writes, I had my wife's phone and I happened to find pictures of her taking mirror selfies wearing nothing but her underwear. She said she was admiring her body. Who does that? I think the selfies are for another man. Is my wife lying to me?
Bruh, women do that all the time. Talking about who do that?
Hmm.
You don't think people take selfies of themselves? She said she was admiring her body.
What?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else for her to say but that.
Bro, what you want? You want me to, but you want me to tell me you need to check her because she sent it to a man? Because that's probably not the case.
Oh, you don't think she was lying?
No.
To him?
No, send it to another man. See, if he had a text with some dude's name in that picture in it, that ta-da, you have a situation. But in her phone, she has pictures of herself. She was at Mind Her Body. That's what she told you.
No, not that.
She bad.
Send us the pictures and let me tell you if it was really something she kept to herself or sent.
Why didn't she send them to her husband?
He right there. He see him.
Oh, he sees her body every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. All right. Moving on to Rosalie in Tallahassee. Rosalie writes, my friend is dating a man that says he loves her and he wants to marry her. But they only have sex once a month, if then. They're both in their mid-40s and her sex drive is off the charts. But apparently his isn't. What's going on with him?
Well, he got a problem.
Did he?
He has a medical problem.
Oh, okay.
He ain't found that right combination.
So what?
They got this new thing out. Well, you can't hear about it no more because it was on the Shannon Sharp podcast, but you can't hear about it no more because they took that. But it got him. You know, you could have got, let's talk about this. You could have got the blue pill. Everybody know what the blue pill is. And you could get the yellow pill, the blue pill or the yellow pill. Well, they got a new one now. That's a red pill.
That's like the one they got through the.
Yeah. Okay. Everything.
Really?
What?
What happened
there with it?
Everything.
What happened, Shannon? What's going on?
That the one they got through. That the one that I've been using. I tell you, that's the one that I use. The one that made me look strong, that's the one that I use. I'm going to tell you that right now.
This went somewhere else.
Thirdly, I never met you before, thirdly, but I'm going to tell you this.
Thurl, oh, man. Who's that? Okay.
That's what he said.
They got that one.
Stop correcting
him. That's
what he said.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so okay, we're done question. With that one. Yeah, we're done with that one for sure.
Pretty much.
Last one. This is your last chance to redeem yourself. Albert in Charleston. Writes, my girlfriend and I are going to an awards banquet and she thinks we should dress alike. So she picked out my shirt and tie to match her dress. I refuse to wear the shirt and the tie that she bought for me. How do I break the news to her?
Well, it's not a bad idea. See, you wearing a suit, you're probably wearing a black one. And she's wearing a pink dress and she bought you a pink shirt and tie. You know, I don't know if you've been noticing one of the coldest dresses in the game, but I introduced a monochromatic look. You know what I'm saying?
Monochromatic.
No, I call it monochromatic.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't correct me no more, then.
Whatever.
And I wear tone on tone. I actually have suits where the suit, the shirt, and the tie is the exact same color.
Yeah,
okay.
So I think she tried to do it, but I think her two pinks might not match.
But is that something to be mad about? All right. Coming up, thank you, Cielo.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.